When Seattle writer and musician Eva Moon lost her mother to breast cancer, she worried about her own future. Doctors like Susan Modisett, co-director of UVA's high-risk breast and ovarian cancer clinic, told her there could be a genetic connection, that either parent can pass mutations in the BRCA gene to their children.
All of our cells divide and make new cells and make errors. And so these genes kind of fix some of those errors and prevent cancer. And so if you have a mutation, that gene is not working. And so you have a huge risk of cancer. Particularly BRCA1 and 2 mutation carriers have up to about an 85% lifetime risk of breast cancer. The risk of ovarian cancer somewhere between 15 and 40% depending on the mutation. There's also risk for pancreatic cancer and melanoma. So they're big deal genes.
Moon decided to get tested, and determined to smile in the face of fate, she wrote a poem inspired by Dr. Seuss.
I do not like it in my chest. I do not like it in my breast. I do not like this BRCA gene. I would rather intervene.
Intervention could mean taking a drug called tamoxifen for at least 5 years to cut breast cancer risk in half, and pursuing a different strategy to minimize the risk for ovarian cancer.
One of the most unheralded accomplishments of the 20th century was birth control pills. They, if taken for 5 years, decrease your ovarian cancer risk in half, also reduce endometrial cancer risk, which we're not talking about, but I got to put a plug in for it.
Some women, like Moon and her better-known colleague Angelina Jolie, want even greater assurance, opting to have their breasts removed. After reconstructive surgery, Moon put a photo of her new and attractive bust on her website and wrote a one-woman musical about the experience. It's called The Mutant Diaries, Unzipping My Genes.
Went down to the clinic to get a mammogram. Maybe I'm a cynic, but I didn't give a damn. Until the next day when the doctor called me back, the outcome was a bust. And I must replace my rack.
Moon also decided to have her ovaries taken out, and Dr. Modisett says doing so reduced her cancer risk as much as medically possible.
If you have a BRCA mutation and have a 40% lifetime risk of developing ovarian cancer, having your tubes and ovaries removed takes you down to under 1%. Same thing with a mastectomy. You go from an 85% lifetime risk to an under 5%.
Now that the Supreme Court has said one company, Myriad Genetics, cannot hold a patent on BRCA genes, costs for the test are expected to come down. But Dr. Modisett says most women will not get the answers they want from a BRCA test.
If we test them and they have a mutation, great, we know exactly what to do. If they test negative, and this is the majority of the time, either there was a mutation in the family and they didn't get it and they're normal risk, or there's some other mutation that we don't know about or a combination of mutations and they're still at high risk. And so a negative genetic test doesn't tell me if they're high risk or not.
For women who have several relatives who develop breast cancer at an early age, the BRCA test makes sense. But Modisett does not recommend it for all women with breast cancer in the family.
A woman that has, you know, a grandma with breast cancer at 80, two generations removed, that's not the person you want to get a BRCA test in because it's not going to be helpful. One of the things I want to remind you is even if you have a negative BRCA test, you have up to a 15% chance of breast cancer. We all do. Most women with breast cancer do not have a BRCA mutation.
Future research on the human genome will likely uncover other mutations or combinations that put women at risk for breast and ovarian cancer. In the meantime, Modisett says it's important for those with a strong family history to consult a genetic expert to help craft a strategy for prevention. I'm Sandy Houseman.